We now bring you the following announcement. Generation Annihilation is now on the air.
Generation Annihilation on CITR 101.9 FM. That's right. That's right.
I was down in the corner, got no job to do. I've been walking all day, I got that violent motion. Hey, sound the sound, the 99% will be taking over.
You're listening to Generation Annihilation on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver.
And here I am again. My name's Aaron. I'm here till 1 o'clock bringing you Generation Annihilation here on CITR 101.9 FM, streaming live over the World Wide Web, www.citr.ca. And we can also be tuned in on TELUS Digital Television, channel 3717. So, yeah, we started off with two tracks featuring DOA and Jella Biafra. We heard from the one of the tracks from the last Scream of the Missing Neighbors release, going back to 1989 on Alternative Tentacles. DOA with Jella Biafra, that's Progress, was the name of the track. And, yeah, like I said, 1989, about the time, a little bit after DOA released their murder release. And, yeah, Jella Biafra was up here. And in a film with DOA called Terminal City Ricochet. And, yeah, that was DOA's biggest selling release. People were really wanting a new Dead Kennedys release when this came out in 1989. And we followed with a track called We Occupy by DOA. And Jella Biafra sings on that one, too. We Come in Peace. And speaking of Jella Biafra, he didn't come here last week with the Dead Kennedys. The Dead Kennedys played here without him. And I didn't go. I guess the singer forgot his passport, so he didn't make it to the Victoria show. So kudos to Willie Jack from the Dagle Abortions for stepping in on vocals. But I guess he got his passport and made it to the Vancouver show. And I heard some good reviews about the show. Not too many good reviews about him. It's hard to emulate Jella Biafra's vocal style. But yeah, their new singer, Skip, I saw him walking up Granville Street on Wednesday, and just for the hell of it, I wasn't sure it was him, but just for the hell of it, I said, hey, good show last night, and it turned out that, yeah, that was him. So, yeah, did a whole spotlight on the Dead Kennedys last week, which you can check out on the Generation Annihilation website, generationannihilation.com. It's also on the CITR website. But yeah, some really good local bands played with Dead Kennedys last week, which we're going to hear. Dagle Abortions, you can never go wrong with. Not going to play them in this next set, but we're going to play the Liquor Kings and we're going to play the Jolts. So here we go.
We'll be right back. liveband.com is Vancouver's community-driven concert calendar. New shows are added daily by the city's most active promoters, musicians, and by the driving force of the music scene, the fans. Liveband.com's listings are different because they are integrated with profiles updated by bands and business owners as they promote upcoming events. Check out the archives to see how closely we've worked within the community to put on the shows you love. Visit livemusicvancouver.com for the latest independent and major label event listings. Liveband.com, Vancouver's community-driven concert calendar.
Want to know what's up at UBC? Read the UBC. It's only the largest student newspaper in Western Canada, and it's written and edited entirely by UBC students. The UBC is your source for on-campus news, culture, and sports. New editions come out every Monday and Thursday. For breaking news as well as amazing videos and blogs, check out ubc.ca.
In the world, this is David Dichter of Millions of Dead Cops, and you are listening to Generation Annihilation on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver, Canada. And I just want to say, no war, no KKK, no fascist USA.
Generation Annihilation on CITR in a very rocking set. In that last set, starting things off with the Jolts from their 8% release on Sudden Death Records. Heard a track called Loudness, and expect a new 7-inch release by the Jolts very soon. Local act. Another old local act followed the Liquor Kings from their 100-proof rock and roll release. We heard a track called Live It Up Tonight. And then we followed the Nerve Breakers, an act from Texas, going back to late 70s, early 80s. We heard a track called How Can You Tell? Great reissue on Get Hip Records. Hadn't heard this act until I bought this release last year. And, yeah, great act. And they opened up for all the big acts when they came to Texas, like the Ramones, the Sex Pistols, and the Clash. So, yeah, check this release out. Check out all their stuff. The name of the release is called We Want Everything. And we followed with the New York Dolls, going back to 1983 with a track called Trash, and that's from their debut release. And right about now, we're going to get into some hard skin. Here we go.
Oh, it's Mickey Fitz in the Business. You're listening to Generation Annihilation on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. God bless you.
Annihilation, and in that last set we started things off with Hard Skin, Same Meat Different Gravy. We heard a track called Millwall Mark and Hard Skin from the UK playing Montreal tonight, actually. Yeah, for those of you online, that's a long ways away from Vancouver. It's Canada, but we're talking very long way, probably about a good 3-day drive. And we followed with an act that will be doing a Canadian tour, a legendary act. The act is The Blood, and we heard a track from the amazing False Gestures of a Devious Public release. We heard a track called Sucker, and they've gotten back together. At least the original singer has gotten back together with some new members, and touring Canada and the States in early December. And we followed with ABH from the Oi Collection 999, and we followed Subculture, also from the same release, Stick Together, and that release can be found on Captain Oi Records, just like that Blood release, which we heard reissued with bonus tracks. Gotta love Captain Oi. And we're gonna get back into the music. This is the latest from the Arctic Flowers. Procession is the name of the release. This is a track called True Words. Here we go.
Yeah. do you know about bikes? Everything? Perfect. Nothing at all? Even better. At the UBC Bike Kitchen, you can use our space and tools to do your own bike maintenance, get one-on-one instruction on how to fix your bike yourself, or drop your bike off for us to repair. You can also buy a fully refurbished, guaranteed used bicycle, or a variety of new and used parts and accessories. The Bike Kitchen is UBC's non-profit, student-owned, full-service bike shop. We're located in the basement of the Student Union Building. Just look for the stairwell on the north side of the sub across from Gage Towers, or search for the UBC Bike Kitchen on Facebook. Stop by the Bike Kitchen and then get riding.
Yeah, good day for a bike ride today. I was lazy and I took the 84 bus, but I rode up here yesterday. Yeah, time to renew the old CITR membership for another year. And in that last set, we heard at the start of the sets, the Arctic Flowers from their latest, it's called Procession, not Possession, but Procession. And we heard a track called True Words, followed with Crimson Scarlet. Another one of the fine acts that played at Distort Fest at last week in Vancouver, BC. Heard a track called Two Kinds of Red, followed with White Lung from the Soria release on Deranged Records. Track called Dead Beats. White Lung doing a tour of touring Europe right now as we speak. And we had that set off with Living Dead Beats, Vancouver's own, with a track called Control Freak. And if it's on their self-titled, self-released 12-inch release. And we're going to hear a band from Hamilton, Ontario right now. They are called Born Wrong. Here we go.
Let's ride! Where is that?
Generation Annihilation on CITR 101.9 FM. Started that last set off with Born Wrong from Hamilton, Ontario. That's their split. From their split with Klein 69, we heard a track called Bernadette. And we followed with a track from Brain Killer, a new 7-inch from them. The track is called War. And just looking at this release, it's on Vinyl Rights Records, and it's brand new for 2012. And on, like I said, on Vinyl Rights Records, off out of Athens, Georgia, and this band is from Massachusetts. And after that, we heard from Brain Killer from or The Forum, an act out of Montreal, Quebec. And we heard a track called Masters War. And we ended that set off with Asile, another act that played Distort Fest last week. You know, I didn't think they were all that great last weekend. I thought they were all right. But listening to this track called Hot Tension off their newest release, Kitschisibi Toxic, and which is brand new, it just sounds really good. So, yeah, I kind of wish I bought the record last week. Didn't have quite enough money. I could have bought less beer, though. I was at the point where I had bus fare and probably not quite enough for the record. Yeah, payday on Monday. So, yeah, we're going to get into a release right now. It's an unreleased recording by a Vancouver band called System Shit, and we're going to hear a few tracks off this. System Shit, originally from Nova Scotia, relocated to Vancouver, no more.
Yeah.
All right, winding up another edition of Generation Annihilation. Three tracks from System Shit from Halifax, Nova Scotia, who were located to Vancouver, I guess about, a good 6 years ago, and they're done now. Heard three tracks, Lost for Words, No More, and Brutality Squad. And this concludes another edition of Generation Annihilation. Stay tuned for Power Chord up next. Like us on Facebook. Check out our playlist and podcast online. www.generationannihilation.com.
Aye, this would be another cider song.
Cider.
Cider.
Hello, welcome to Power Chord. I'm your host, Metal Ron, and that, of course, was Propane from their brand new album called Straight to the Dome, and a track called Sucks to Be You. And one of their strongest albums in years, I think, personally. I think it's just a smoking album from beginning to end. Well, I took a break. I'm back once again. Got a lot of new stuff. I was just on Blabbermouth and saw the greatest news I could possibly see. Been some disappointments this year, like recently the vocalist of Artillery just left, and although the new guy sounds pretty good, it was just kind of a shock. But this is kind of a shock too, because one of my favorite bands just got back together, and I'm very happy about it. Metal Church. Metal Church are going to be doing a reunited show on the 7 billion...